answer. We're going to begin today about jurisdiction. So the plan here is to allot 5 minutes aside. Certainly, if there are questions and we need more time, we'll extend that. And let's see where we're left after our discussion about jurisdiction with respect to how we continue to proceed. So, Ms. Lee,
yes.
Whenever you're ready, please. And again, the question is whether or not this was a timely filing.
By order issued on Tuesday, this court has directed counsel to address the question of when the decision of an arbitrator within the meaning of 5 U.S.C. 7703. Respectfully, we submit that the arbitrator issues his or her award when he or she makes the award available to the public, to the parties, excuse me. Thus, if the arbitrator chooses to make his award available to the parties electronically, as the MSPB does with its decision, the award is issued when it is published on the internet site where such matters are published. Likewise, if the arbitrator chooses to make his or her award available to the parties as an attachment to an email message, then the award is issued when the electronic mail message becomes available to the parties. Usually this would be instantaneously. If an arbitrator chooses to make the award available to the parties through regular mail, then the award is issued when it is delivered to the parties, as this is when it first becomes available to the parties.
Well, you said, just let me make sure I have the facts right. My understanding based on matters in the record is that Mr. Lee, the attorney, said that the arbitration award was dated April 20th, 2015,
yes.
Was served by regular U.S. mail, parens, hand postmarked April 21st, 2015, and was received April 27, 2015.
Correct.
So your view, when the clock would start to run, would be?
The 27th.
April 27th.
Yes.
And, well, let me just start off by asking you. I mean, our understanding is Congress passed a statute in 2012, which changed for purposes of the board's filing date of receipt to date of issuance. And that applies, as I understand, with equal force and effect to arbitration awards. So given that Congress has specifically changed the date of receipt to date of issuance, it's my understanding, based on what you submitted, that you would have us go back to date of receipt for purposes of arbitration awards.
If the arbitrator chooses to send it by regular mail, yes, because that would be the first opportunity where the award would be available to the parties. And in response to what Congress has done, we have looked at Public Law 112-19 and the House and Senate reports. The Senate report was 112-155 and the House report was 112-508 Part 1, and neither mentions anything about changing the effective date of when an arbitration decision would be published. It only uses the word issue, but it does not define what issue actually means.
Sure, but the statute used to say receipt.
Yes.
And now it says issue, and that same statute applies to arbitrator. So shouldn't we understand Congress to have intended something by changing from receipt to issue?
I think when...
It seems to me you're advocating that we apply different rules to arbitrators and to the MSPB, where the statute says apply the same rule.
What I'm saying is issue, because the MSPB began using electronic filing, that their decisions were instantaneous versus the olden days when they used to mail a decision and it was received by the parties. But there is no requirement that an arbitrator
if we can think that Congress wanted different rules going forward to apply because the MSP adopted a new system and the arbitrator didn't, wouldn't we expect to see something different in the statute applying to arbitrators than to the MSPB, which is not the case.
Correct. But the statute is silent also on what was intended by issue. There was a change from received to issue, but nowhere is what does issue mean, is it defined? And it's still, you could have a situation where an arbitrator mails the decision and it gets lost in the mail, and 60 days later, the person has lost their opportunity to respond in 60 days because the day he signed it was not even close to, you know, the parties may not never have gotten it.
So you're saying...
Sorry, I just want to clarify really quickly, but before we continue on the legal issue, is there absolutely no dispute on the facts here that I looked at the record and the date of mailing of the arbitrator's decision, we don't have a postmark or anything from the arbitrator. All we have is your representation. Can we rely on your representation that the arbitrator mailed the decision on the 21st?
I was not the attorney at the time, and I don't have a copy of what his postage was.
There's nothing else in the record. It's in the petition for review to this court filed on behalf of your client. So you have no reason to second guess that 21st date. I mean, this is very unfortunate. We've all spent a lot of time. So if there's a factual mistake here, I'd like to know about it. I don't know if the government was able to get a copy of its envelope bearing the postmark or not. We only gave them a day. But we're proceeding on the notion that this was mailed by the arbitrator on the 21st.
And I have nothing to alter that belief.
Can I just see if I can summarize your position on issue, that even Congress used the word issued, and even though that replaced the word received, in their mind, under the circumstances, they're thinking of the MSPB, and issuance is synonymous with the parties receiving it.
Yes.
Because they put it on the website or they electronically transfer it. So Congress was just changing the words, but in effect they were trying to implement a system where really they issue meant receipt. It's just that the electronics have changed to that effect. So what you're saying is under these circumstances when an arbitrator does not communicate with the parties electronically, then nobody meant to change the fact that the clock starts running when the parties get it.
Correct. I could find nothing in the legislative history to indicate that. And
that's not really your position. If I understand correctly, you're saying there's a difference between when it becomes available to the parties, which is now the rule, and when it's received. And that, for example, in the case of MSPB decisions, they become available to the parties when they're posted on the website, and they don't actually have to receive a copy of the opinion.
That is correct.
For the time to start running.
I did not mean to imply that it would be when they opened up went to the MSPB website or whatever, but it is made available to the parties via the internet immediately when it's published. But with an arbitration award, it is not available to the public or to the parties, until it arrives. And there is no, it isn't like with the MSPB, which puts it out on the internet for everyone to see. An arbitration decision it's a private document at that moment. It addresses a person's, lots of details about a particular person. So most likely they will not put it on the internet for everyone to see. That is a decision made later with a decision to appeal it.
Just to leave no dangling pieces, the conclusion you arrive at is you file timely.
Correct.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And can I just ask you, you started off by defining issue as make available to the public or parties. I'm not sure there's a difference. Is that understanding, a definition that traces to a statute, a regulation, case law,
no,
federal civil rules or something? Or
that is the definition in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. It says, defines issue to include the act of publishing or officially giving out or making available.
In other civil litigation, oftentimes following an arbitration, a party can seek review of the arbitrator's decision before a district court, for example. Have you looked to see whether there are any statutes in that area that might use the word issuance or issue with respect to arbitration and how that's been interpreted?
No, I did not. But we only learned about this less than 2 days ago. And if you wish us to brief, that's certainly where we will look.
Okay, thank you. Why don't we hear from the government?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. With respect to the issue of when an arbitrator issues notice the
final... Is the government's position that the filing of the petition for review is timely or untimely?
Based on the representation of the petitioner that the envelope was postmarked on April 21st, it would not be timely. And that would be because issuance of a notice would be to take the first step in a concrete step in notifying the parties, whether that's set by sending an email or by placing it in
the U.S. mail. What if they never receive it?
Beg your pardon, Your Honor?
What if they never receive it in the mail?
Well, that's a different question. The question is when is the notice issued? And when Congress changed the statute in 2012, it made an intentional decision.
Receipt. So why is that a different question?
Because the statute now runs from the date of issuance of the notice, not date of issuance of receipt.
So if it's the first step toward making it available to the individual, what if MSPB took the first step of loading something up on its website, but the computer crashed and it never went public? So then it's done, it's been issued, because they took the first step toward the issuance?
No, Your Honor. What we're suggesting is that you know, again, normally if it's an electronic service or electronic docketing, the date of issuance is very clear. But if there is not that opportunity, then we go back to the old days of, you know, what we would see as a certificate of service from the arbitrator, you know, in an ideal world, you know, what the certificate of service would say, which is, on this date, I placed this award, prepaid.
But in the old days, the date on which the certificate of service was dated wasn't the same day that it would trigger, because there would have to either be a mailing lag or notice of receipt.
But even with respect to other statutes, talk about issuance of the notice, and it is the date, you know, it is the date of that the decision is placed in the mail.
What other statutes and what other case law says that?
I'm just thinking off the top of my head that you know, decisions of the Board of Veterans Appeals, we've had cases where, you know, the date to file a notice of appeal to the Court of Appeals from Veterans Claims, you know, we're looking at the date of issuance of the notice of the board decision, and we've had circumstances where, you know, the board has explained that, you know, its practice is to place the decision in the mail by noon on a particular day, and then that's the date of issuance of the notice.
In that case, does it run from the date of judgment or the date of issuance? Where is the use of the word issuance at issue?
I believe it runs from the date of issuance.
Ms. Hogan, I'm not sure that you really answered Judge O'Malley's first question, which was, let's take the case of the appeal heard by the MSPB, and the MSPB decides the case and orders the technicians to put the decision up on their website, but when the technician goes to do it, the website crashes. Has that decision been issued under the statute?
Again, I think this is our preliminary answer, but I think the answer would be no.
Is no.
And in the same way that...
Why is it no?
Because there hasn't, because the process for being able, for the parties to be able to access that has not started.
Well, that, but that's the problem. She's saying, your opposing counsel is saying that issuance implies public availability or availability to the parties, and with an arbitrator's decision, it doesn't become available to the parties until it's received because there's no website the way there is for the MSPB.
Arbitrator goes on vacation to Lower Slavobia and takes it with him and mails it from there, and unfortunately the only means of transportation is by camel. Issued when they drop it in the post office?
Yes.
Well, why would that be true? Why isn't it sensible to view issuance as meaning public availability? The FOIA requires, in the case of the MSPB, that it place its decisions, make them publicly available in electronic form. So with respect to the MSPB, it would appear that issuance means that when they're publicly available in electronic form. And why shouldn't the same rule apply to an arbitrator so that the decision is only, quote, issued, unquote, when it's publicly available in electronic form?
The statute doesn't refer to making publicly available or to receipt. The statute refers to issuance of notice, not even notice.
Does it make any sense to say that something is issued when you drop it in the mailbox?
Yes, it does.
They drop it in the wastebasket?
Well, that would not be issued. And we've had cases recently in this court where, you know, for example, the arbitrator, the date on the arbitrator's decision, you know, was a few days before it was sent. And we would concede that the date of the postmark.
How about they drop it in the post office and there's a fire and the whole thing gets burned up? Is it issued?
It has been issued. Now we can reach the the secondary questions of whether there's any remedy available to the employee or the appellant in that case.
So it's not, the word issued doesn't have anything following it. It's not issued to the parties or issued to the public or issued to the world. It's just abstractly issued.
Issues notice of the final order.
When it's issued, it has a date on it, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, the arbitrator award has a date, and the as represented by the petitioner, it is postmarked the day after. We, to answer Judge Hughes' question, we don't have a copy of the arbitrator's award that was provided to the agency, although, you know, to the extent that this is an issue that weighs on the court's jurisdiction, we may be able to get some information from the arbitrator about what he actually did in terms of issuing.
Is there any mechanism by which an arbitrator's decision is, at least the fact of the decision, is somehow docketed or put on a publicly accessible docket or website?
Not to my knowledge. No.
Can I ask you a different factual question about how the MSPB does it work? And you may not know the answer, but is the public posting of the MSPB's decision the first time the parties learn of the decision, or is it emailed separately somehow?
I don't know the answer to that question. I mean, my understanding is that the board has its own docketing system and that the decision would be placed on the docket that would be available to any e-filer or anyone who is emailing e-filing capabilities.
But the MSPB's website also includes notices of its decisions.
Right.
In your view, though, it wouldn't be it wouldn't be issued if we accepted public notice as the operative date. It would still be the date, assuming these two dates are different, the date that MSPB sends its decision electronically to the parties, not the later date of when it's publicly posted on its website.
Correct. Correct.
You agree that issues means issues notice?
That the terms of the statute say issues, it says, you know, within 60 days after the arbitrator issues notice of the final order decision.
But doesn't the word notice suggest that somebody can learn about it?
I,
I think is not necessarily, not necessarily, Your Honor. We think that Congress made a intentional choice to change, to tighten the requirements, not to have receipt, which would be, you know, receiving the notice, but to limit it, the deadline for issuance of notice, and that is something different from receiving notice.
Well, your opposing counsel agrees with that. She says that it issues notice occurs when it becomes publicly available. It doesn't have to actually be received. That's a change in the scope of the statute, isn't it?
As we say, I'm not sure that arbitrator awards are publicly available, so I'm not sure that that's a useful way of looking at
no,
this problem.
It's a coherent theory that's not inconsistent with the notion that the statute changed something. It changed receipt to publicly available or available to the parties. That's what would be a change, right?
Respectfully, the Congress changed it from receipt to issuance of notice, not public availability, not public
but
notice.
Interpreting, the point is interpreting issuance of notice to mean that it has to be publicly available or available to the parties would be a change from receipt, right?
That is true. And certainly to the extent that there is public notice, we would agree that that, you know, that would be sufficient, but that's not, that is not the requirement in the statute.
Do we have to interpret it in light of notions of fair play and substantial justice? How is that fair?
How is it fair?
For you to say that they don't have to necessarily get notice.
Well, in this case, they did receive notice. And even, you know, even getting the notice on the date which they claimed, they still had over almost 2 months to file a petition for review in this court. So, issues in fairness, I think, don't come into play.
They do in response to Judge Dyke's question.
The fairness here is also the fairness that everybody understands what the system is. And if the system is that the arbitrator places the arbitrator's decision in the mail on this date and we have a postmark for that date, then everybody understands the date from which the time to file a petition for review
runs. But if the post office loses it, or there's a huge storm, or something else destroys the mail, and they never get it, then under your theory, they would actually, their time to file would expire, and they would never even know that there was an arbitrator's decision.
Well, I think, again, we then go into questions of...
Your answer is yes. If you take your theory to its logical extreme, the answer is yes, correct?
Correct.
Is there any information, legislative history or otherwise, on why in 2012 Congress chose to amend 7703 to change the trigger date from date of receipt to date of issuance?
There's really not, Your Honor.
But we have to assume it means something different.
We have to assume that Congress had an intention to make it mean something different
Is there other case law, Supreme Court or otherwise, that has construed the term issued in one of these appeal deadline type of statutes?
Your Honor, I feel confident that there probably is, but
I'm not. I think so too. Yeah. But you're not aware of any right now?
Not at this moment.
Was there any overall context, as far as legislative history goes, was it related to electronic filing in some fashion?
Again, Your Honor, there's really nothing. This change was part of the Whistleblower Protection and Enhancement Act, and there's not any specific legislative history about why that change was made.
Was there any indication? I know you only have 24 hours, basically. But was there any indication in the overall discussion in the Congress about modernization, electronic filing, anything?
Not to my knowledge.
Thank you. Typically, you would have an opportunity to respond. I don't know if there's an additional point you want to make in response to the government. Anything else you want to add? Thank you. All right, we will take a recess. Thank you.
All right. The court has directed me to advise the parties that it stands in recess.
and you can expect an order from the court in due course that will provide a schedule for additional briefing on the jurisdictional issue. With that, the Honorable Court is in recess until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.